loud, as a matter of fact. I just accidentally turned that the wrong direction, I guess. Mer, can I get you a second?
You want to talk to me?
Sure, absolutely. How fun. All right, Jack's coming back. All right. We'll give Jack his spot there. How fun was that game to play tonight?
It's good. It's awesome. It's fun. You know, even on the bench, I think that everyone was pretty loose, and we were emotionally involved into it, and it was just a great game by us.
In a game that was quick. I mean, it was back and forth a lot. There was some grinding, but for the most part, it was up and down the ice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that we just did a good job getting pucks deep. You know, we didn't turn over too many pucks. I think that our forwards did a heck of a job, you know, on the they turned over a lot of pucks tonight, I thought. You know, our forwards just they were on them. They were pressuring them the whole time. And, you know, it was tough for them to get out of their own end and through the neutral zone. And that's a huge credit to our forwards. They just worked their off tonight.
Yes, indeed they did. How nice is it? It's great to win. But when you see a guy get a hat trick like Cam does tonight, and Brandon had two as well, how fun is that to watch those guys kind of, you know, they each got two. Is somebody going to get a third? A little competition within the competition.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was funny to see them both going down there on a 3-on-1, wondering who's going to get it. But yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's just kind of the cherry on top. And we're going to enjoy it tonight, and then we got another one tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to do it again tomorrow. Same team in an electric building in Montreal.
Absolutely. We know the atmosphere in there, and it's a tough place to play, and we know they're going to be going.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks.
Ryan Murray talking with us tonight. Well, Brandon Dubinsky's over here after a 3-assist performance. And let's see if we can get a mic in.
It helps when you have 7 or 8 shots. I don't know how many he finished with, but he's got a great shot, and he'll be successful if he continues to shoot them and we continue to get him the puck.
Third period, it took a while really for either team to establish anything in their own zone until Sauter got that goal. Was that just a matter of patience paying off there?
Yeah, we've been on the other side of these games a lot lately where it's tied going in the third or close, and you know, it was nice. We just stuck with it. We were patient. They got a great team over there. A lot of speed, a lot of talent, and they created some chances, and Corpy made some big saves, especially Pacioretty there in the third half off one of my turnovers. And just a team effort, and guys just stuck with it and found a way, and it was what we needed.
Game got a little bit of an edge there with PK's reaction to his goal. What if anything, do you expect to carry over tomorrow night?
I'm sure it'll just be another hard game tomorrow night. They got a good team, and PK plays hard. He's a good player in this league, and I'm sure we'll expect his best out of him tomorrow, especially at home. These guys get up for their games in Montreal, and it's always a fun place to go on the road and play, so we're excited for that opportunity. And then afterwards, we get to look forward to a break. So we're going to focus on 60 minutes and try and come back with a win.
Brandon Dubinsky talking with us tonight. He had 3 assists for the Blue Jackets.
Jonas, can I get you for a sec?
Sure. Jonas Carposalo, goaltender with us here. He gets another victory here this evening. And look, I got to ask you, the one that goes in from Subban, that's from long distance. I know it was a rocket, but how nice is it to watch the guys pick you up tonight? And look, you made some great saves, but if you don't win the game, they probably run that highlight over and over and over, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course, that was a hard shot, but it should never go in. And probably guys are going to choke up about it after the game. And I'm really happy we scored the goals and we won the game. If he won the game, it will be on me. So, yeah, but that happens, and you're going to bounce back on that.
Yeah, and you bounce back really well. And, again, there were a lot of good saves that you made, and especially in the third period. They started to get desperate. They were putting pucks on you. How important was it for you not just to make the saves but control your rebounds and get them to go where you wanted them and needed them to go tonight?
Yeah, of course. It helps a lot for our D. If I get the puck to the corner or I freeze it and we knew they were going to throw pucks on the net all the time, and I was kind of aware about that, and I felt pretty comfortable throughout the whole night today, and I think the team played really well in front of me.
Your D is getting more and more active with the puck. They're getting more comfortable, I think, with Seth coming in and settling things down. You know, how much better does that make it for you? Because if you can get that puck to one of those guys, it doesn't even matter which one right now. They'll go with it.
Oh, yeah, we got some fast D's, and they're playing with confidence, you can see it, and it's always good that they can bring up the puck themselves, that just not to rim it all the time, and it's good to see, and it's working.
Jonas, congratulations, big win for you tonight, and good luck again tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Jonas Carposalo talking with us tonight here after having a great performance, and Cam Atkins is over here. I know that Jody Shelley just talked to him, but maybe we'll get a couple more things from Cam before we go. He's talking about his dad still being here tonight, so let's listen in.
Cam, it felt like after that first penalty, the game really found its groove, and it was a fast game. Were you pleased with how the team responded with speed?
Yeah, you know what? I thought our special teams were pretty solid, not our power play, but we definitely generated a lot of chances and momentum. Our PK was pretty solid. Obviously, they had a lucky bounce on that first one, but I thought we played a really, really good game. I think we, all lines were going. D were joining the rush, and obviously, Corpy played pretty solid. I'm sure he wanted those first two back, but he found a way to, shut the door for us.
And Cam, that really shows how far you guys have come, because early in the year, if that one goes in off Jack and if they score one from almost at center ice, you might not bounce back. But now there's a different sense in here, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what? We're staying positive, and that's all you can really do. We're still at the bottom of the barrel, it would be easy for us to shut her down. But, we're still, trying to play for pride and play for our fans and, hopefully do some damage the second half of the season.
How did Doobie get that last one across to you?
I don't know. I think it kind of went through like their D-man's leg. He kind of popped his leg up, then the goalie kind of like popped his leg up. So I'll take it. It was a nice bounce, and I was as shocked as anyone.
Cam Atkinson talking to us. He had a hat trick tonight, the third one of his career. The Blue Jackets, a big winner over the Montreal Canadiens. They take the first half of the home-and-home series that concludes tomorrow in Montreal. We'll wait for Associate Coach Craig Hartsburg to address the media. It's coming up next on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.